Fans of the television show Portlandia may recall a recent episode in which a man and woman get a good look at their new cleaning lady. First, they think the cleaning lady might be, and then realize it actually is, the singer Amy Mann. She's been well-known since the 1980s when she was in the group Till Tuesday, had the hit Voices Carry. Since then, she's been acclaimed for more solo work, for the soundtrack to the movie Magnolia, and more. But there she is, in the comedy program anyway, playing herself as the cleaning lady for characters Fred and Carrie.
Why is she cleaning her house?
I mean, I guess the music industry must be really suffering or something. I don't know.
God, it's like you always read articles about it, and it's totally true.
I don't read the whole articles, though, parts of them.
I know, but the headlines are always like, the music industry is in the toilet.
Right. I mean, that's as much as I read, but
I feel like we should talk to her.
Good advice. So let's talk with Amy Mann. We tracked her down to talk about her new album, Charmer. Many songs amount to character sketches, including the title track, about that charismatic person who enchants you, draws you in, and may even exploit you.
When you're a charmer, the world applauds. They don't know that secretly charmers feel like they're frauds.
Talking about someone who's a charmer and the darker side of that personality, what got you thinking about that?
Well, I'm fascinated by charming people. I mean, you know, they're fun to be around, they're entertaining, they pay attention to you. They're a glorious addition to any group until you spend a certain amount of time with them and start to realize that it's essentially a construction. But I totally buy into it, and because I think that...
Meaning when someone's charming, that you buy the act. Is that
what you're absolutely saying? Absolutely. And I can't, you know, I also like charmer, I think, is just another word for narcissist. And my husband is a really great, like, narcissist spotter. He can tell in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, it's part of my, you know, exploration. Like, why am I so susceptible to this? Is it that they're flattering? Is it they tell the story so well that I want to believe it? I don't know. It's interesting.
Do you hold your husband in front of you like a metal detector when you meet people to just kind of see what his response is and whether the alarm goes off?
Honestly, sometimes I do. Like, now I sort of know, like, if there's a too good to be true quality about somebody, I'll say, like, I really want you to meet this guy because I think he's probably a narcissist, but I can't tell.
Let's listen to a little bit of another song from this album. It's called Crazy Town. What is the character you're trying to illuminate here?
Well, there's like a dynamic that I'm always fascinated by, which is the guy who's with the crazy girl. Because the crazy girl, I think, upon first glance, looks super fun, sexy, spontaneous, full of life, you know, like vivacious. But then there's a corner that's turned, and by the end of the night, you're holding her hair while she vomits, and, you know, like she's falling off her high heels and that kind of thing. It's based on a friend of mine who had a friend who was starting to sort of talk about, you know, in their communication was like, you know, I've just had it. I'm, you know, I should just end it all. Nobody would care. So there was a lot of these kind of suicidal semi-threats,
mm-hmm.
and it got so prevalent that finally he, you know, became really worried and called the police. And then, of course, she got furious at him, like, why did you do that? I was just kidding, or I didn't mean it. So I kind of took that and made it into more of a semi-romantic thing where this guy is just completely in over his head with this girl. And, you know, and the constant dramas and craziness that go with her.
And the way you describe it reminds me that in a relationship like that that seems troubled, there are two people who are doing something that doesn't seem very healthy. They enable each other
exactly.
in a way.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about Crazy Town is, like, you know, you're coming to her. She's not coming to you. If you go to Crazy Town, don't think you can just, like, visit and come out and be unchanged. Like, you're both going there, and then that's where you're going to live.
You have another song here called Labrador.
We first met, I was glad to be your pet. Like a lab, I once had that we called Maisie. But fetching sticks was the best I had for tricks. You got bored, you got mad, then you got crazy. I give up.
you know, in relationships, like, you want to be loyal. You know, I mean, you want to hang in there and make it work. So this song is about the moment where this guy realizes, I got to get out of this, man. But, like, at the same time, realizes his part in it, that, you know, he kept coming back.
These songs by Amy Mann capture a moment in time, a moment in someone's life. And for her, the moment a song begins is often just before a performance.
I start with music, where I'm just kind of playing chords on a guitar, you know, and just mumbling to myself. But I try to just feel like, you know, to think, what's the mood? What's the emotional tone? And what kind of story goes with that? I mean, honestly, like, there's like a song that I just finished, and it's too depressing. Like, I sort of like, you know, I'm in a pretty good mood. I can't play this thing today because it's really bringing me down.
Could you sing a line or two for us?
I don't think I can. Not without a guitar.
Could you say a line or two for us?
We're just campaigning for the win, the prizes of adrenaline. We act it out so it stays in.
Just campaigning for the win.
Yeah. It's just two people just going round and round on their thing, you know, like this, that sort of jockeying for position that you do in relationships sometimes.
And you just happened to write about that during this political season.
It's got a flavor.
Taking in the atmosphere a little bit.
Yeah. We're babies passing for adults who've loaded up their catapults and can't believe the end results. Mm. Yeah, I guess it sounds a little more political than I intended.
Amy Mann's new album, Charmer, is out tomorrow, and you can hear it now at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
You build bombs, you're familiar with explosions.